Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday program on this early morning broadcast. So glad you stopped by and spent some time with me again. We are discussing some wonderful thoughts this week on being perfect, perfection, how to walk in the Spirit, how to exercise faith and see the future, see your future through the eyes of the Scriptures and through the eyes of faith. So thank you for that. If you haven't subscribed yet, do so. Like me on Facebook, give me comments and so forth. And if you would like some other contacts with us, you can get us on, well, our email. As I'm looking down at my computer, I can give you that. This is our email. And send me your email and I'll put you on our list, or go to that email and go to our website and you can join our email list. Those things all are part of what we do. I'm taking my eyes off of you for a minute. Hallelujah. Like I said the other day, it's learning how to walk and chew gum with these computers. 1 Peter 1:16. Title of my thoughts today are Introducing the Twins, Jesus and Me. We sing the songs and often don't believe what we sing. Here's an old one. Now it is Jesus and me. Through every heartache, through every trial, every problem, We talk about Jesus and us being together and Jesus and us walking through problems. But we don't see Jesus and us as co-laborers, twin brothers, sisters, equal co-workers in the Father's sight, because we have been made in the image of Christ. I know I'm not Jesus. I'm not the sacrificed lamb. I know that. But somehow, through the miracle of righteousness being given, and through the miracle of him transferring himself into us by the Holy Spirit, God considers you and I to be sons and daughters of God on the equal level plane of Jesus. I don't have the same function. I'm not the intercessor in the throne room like Jesus is, standing before the Father, interceding for the body of Christ. I know that. But I do sit in heavenly places. I have a seat at the table, at the conference table. So we've been talking about perfection. And so today I want to talk about you are. So the scripture says in 1 Peter 1 and 16, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Now, the other translations use the word pure. Be ye pure as I am pure. Well, we know that's not true because I had a bad thought. We know that's not true because I've got a history, and in that history, I did some bad stuff. Okay. Get a hold of the track we're on this week, of what God has done for you and for the body of Christ, and begin to grasp a hold of the fact that you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and you have become light. So the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world, but ye, scripture says also, ye, that's a King James word for you, that old army poster, you know, with Uncle Sam pointing his finger at you. Uncle Sam wants you. You are the light of the world. Okay. So what is that if it's not my twin brother? He is the image of me. I look at Jesus and I see my reflection in the mirror. I look in the mirror and I see the reflection of Jesus. Now, in our short time together in these morning sessions. This is not intended to be Bible School 101. We're just breaking open some doors and ideas, thoughts, revelations, and insight so that you'll begin to whet your appetite to study, to show yourself approved. Paul told Timothy that, didn't he? I've quoted that often. My dad used that as a shotgun for me. I mean, a prod, you know, not a dangerous thing, but he, you know, get going, son. Study to show yourself approved. So I had to do the yeoman's work, the work of the beginner, where you begin to line upon line, layer upon layer, hours in the prayer closet, on my face, time alone with God, study the word, relationship, face to face, exercise, 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 until the muscle came. And then you don't stop, because if you stop exercising, you get flabby. I know that. You got to stay moving. So this first chapter of Peter is too rich to, you know, exhaust it in this short time. But that word on "be ye pure, even as I am pure," I want you to catch a hold of this thought. 1 Peter 22 says that, 1 Peter 1:22, let's see. Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren. So obedience to truth does a purification of the soul. Wow. So if I'm obedient to truth, then it works on my soul, doesn't it? It purifies me. It does something to me to make me holy. So I can get involved in the work of salvation. Salvation meaning the whole process of coming into that mature state. You know, the simple word, confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be zozoed. That word zozoed is saved, delivered, healed, made whole. So we don't just get saved. I got saved, you know, 1950, Easter night, 1950. So now that I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. It's all good. That's it. Like, you get the stamp on your passport and you're in. You do nothing. You just exist. You just go through life, slug it out. Hope you don't do anything terrible. But, you know, if I'm good enough, God will take me in. Rubbish. The word salvation means I am on a continual process of being matured and coming into the full bloom maturity, which is perfection, and purity, which is gained by, and the ability to be purified and sold is by obeying the truth. The truth comes and says, Paul says, don't do that. Stop stealing. Stop fornicating. Okay, I stop, and it purifies my soul. Word of God comes to you, you're reading the scripture, says, don't lie to your brother. Tell the truth. So you say, okay, no more lying. I'm going to tell the truth. That's obedience, and it purifies your soul. You work at, through the obedience to the word of God, a perfection and a purifying of your natural man. Amen. Say, well, show me the perfect man, and I'll show you a liar. No. Come on. Let's not look at this through the eyes of the flesh now. Let's understand that we are being perfected unto Christ. I had my mentor, who was my dad's pastor, became my pastor as a young man, young boy, and became an apostle to us eventually. He was a a very spiritual and godly man, but he had a process of staying that way, and it was prayer. He stayed in prayer regularly, daily, and it because of that, he had a focus that he saw things and he didn't see things. Some temptation came by, he didn't even notice it. Some problem shows up, he wouldn't even be able to see it in the, you know, like this is the end of the world problem or we're all going to die here. No, it was, he saw it through the eyes of faith. And what it did, it built into the framework of hundreds of pastors that he wrote, that he raised up and developed. Many of them picked up that same spirit and went on to be great soldiers. My father being one of, and my mother, both of them were raised under this man of God. Now I got the overspray of that, the residue of it, through my mother and father, and some through the pastor himself, but mostly through my mother and father. And it had to do with obedience to truth. If God's giving you a revelation, if there's a revelation from the Word of God, that means that I'm to obey what I see. Whatever I see and understand, if I take a step into that revelation, it becomes a part of me. It's dangerous to go to conventions, to sit under your pastor on Sunday morning, to go to Bible school and get information. And even some revelation along the way, if you don't act on it, it becomes wormy, just like the manna in the bowl. If you don't eat that manna every day, partake of it, use it up. In other words, you get a revelation, get in it, claim it as your own, grasp it, exercise it, step into it. At least declare that it's mine, and I'm going to walk in this as the Lord leads me and teaches me. You don't know all. I mean, God will open up a door in the scriptures. All you know is I'm going to go in there. We talk about angels, healing, deliverance, heaven, eternity, the white men in white linen, the cloud of witnesses. It's a doorway. We've stepped into and we've declared ourselves to believe these things. Now, is that the end of it? No. That's the commitment to it. Now, I'm open for revelation, dreams. I'm open for angel visitation. If I cut it off and slam the door, guess who doesn't get an angel visitation? Guess who doesn't get revelation? If I'm a firm believer that the Bible is a sealed book, you know, the revelation of the Bible is a sealed book. Now, I'm not wanting to add books to the Bible per se, but I'll tell you that paper and ink is not the end of revelation. What you read on that page is a doorway. If you will read it by faith, you'll see through the page into the revelation of that, and the revelation of that never ends. There is not an end to the revelation of healing, deliverance, and the walk of the Spirit, and heavenly experiences. Not an end to it. That's a doorway. So, this whole thing about purifying yourself, you do it through obedience. You do it through obedience. The purification. Amen. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see." So, see God, it says, but they shall see. Now, here we go. You ready? Number one, obey what God tells you. It purifies your heart. Matthew 5:8 says, if that's the case, you'll see. You'll see God. You'll go into places. You'll have experiences. You'll have a journey into the things of the Spirit that you'll never get anywhere else. If you obey the first things you hear. Hallelujah. Well, you did that for some. Can't be live, Dad. Gummit, it better not be live.